Well, Radio Fred, what do we owe this pleasure?
Well, we have our first guest on line one, and it's Mike Haugert, and he's going to talk about God, guns, and liberty today for 20 minutes with us. God,
I'm sorry, we're not talking about guns anymore.
We're not?
No.
What are we going to talk about? Knitting? What do you want to do?
We're going to sing the praises of Andrew Cuomo.
Yes, our new emperor.
Yes.
So anyway, line one, Pastor Mike Haugert and God, Guns, and Liberty. Line one.
Heil Cuomo.
Yes.
Okay, where are we here? Here's line one, and if we turn this up, I'll bet we'll get someone on the line. Hello?
Hello, this is Michael Haugert.
Michael, how are you today?
I'm doing wonderful today.
So what's up?
Oh, I don't know. It's your program.
Well,
yeah, but you called us.
Yeah,
no.
But we have an emperor situation here in the state of New York.
Oh,
Michael,
okay.
Michael, where are you calling from?
Yeah,
I'm calling from Festus, Missouri. We're about 30 miles south of St. Louis.
Oh, so you only have to worry about the federal stuff.
Well, I hope I don't even have to worry about the federal stuff. Right now, we have a pretty good Congress in the state of Missouri, although we have what seems to be a liberal governor, but he tries to play to the center, but he's not doing it very well. And we have in the state of Missouri what's called a supermajority, and there is a bill right now being introduced in the Missouri legislature, and several states are doing this, that will block any new regulation on guns coming out of Washington, D.C., whether by executive order or by bill from Congress. And it contains the language in this bill currently that any federal agent coming in the state of Missouri to try to enforce a gun regulation will be arrested and imprisoned. And we are hoping and praying that that happens, because I believe strongly, biblically, that God has given us the right to keep and to bear arms and to protect ourselves and to protect our liberties. The Apostle Paul told us in Galatians, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again in the yoke of bondage." And certainly we apply that to issues of life and salvation, but it also, liberty is liberty. And if we have those liberties in this country right now, we have a biblical obligation as Christians to stand fast in those liberties and not let anybody take them away.
Well, you mean Mr. Obama's trying to take our liberty away? No. Come on.
Yeah, not much, huh?
Yeah.
He doesn't make a move. He can't give a speech without somehow restricting us more, causing us some kind of financial problems or anything else. This guy's trouble with a capital T, and especially on the gun issues. Yeah. Well, you just recently put out a DVD, and the name of your new DVD is what?
God, Guns, and Liberty, and it's it was a response to the Sandy Hook shooting, because as soon as you know, we started hearing news of a gunman going in this school and murdering those 20 children and those adults, you know, those of us who understand the nature of how politics run in this country, with guys like Rahm Emanuel and Joe Biden and things like that making statements like we can't let a good catastrophe go to waste. It just pretty much dawned on me that the logical step that our government was going to take was try to use this to further infringe on a legal, law-abiding citizen's right to keep and to bear arms.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did was, in this particular video, I approached it somewhat from a historical view. In other words, I looked at the Second Amendment. That guarantees this, and this is interesting about the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment does not give American citizens the right to keep and bear arms. That right is given to us automatically by God. The Second Amendment...
It's basically a right that we are born with, not something that is conferred upon us by government.
Yeah, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. It doesn't say there that we are giving you the right to keep and bear arms. It assumes that the right is already there, those inalienable rights given to us, endowed to us by our Creator. Those are already in place, and the Second Amendment is simply saying that right will not be infringed in this country. And so, you know, right now we're looking at the state of Illinois. That's the only state that doesn't allow concealed carry. And actually, they are in violation of the Constitution as they currently stand right now, because they are actually infringing on the right of the people to bear arms. That means to carry them on their person.
Well, the fact is, the feds have generally so stated that gun control is more of a state's right rather than the federal government's right. And they have left it to the state to decide what they want to allow. Now, you know, we can argue or say until we're blue in the face that, you know, they're violating the Constitution.
Right.
But, you know, unfortunately, so many things violate the Constitution that today that the government does. And, I mean, unless people complain about it, basically, it gets written into law, and it gets assumed that it's acceptable.
Well, that's true. And one of the things that that we try to do with our ministry, and I believe that you guys are trying to do, is educate people. And so educate people on exactly what the intention of the founders. And so in this video, I just kind of use a few quotations from the men who were around at the time of the writing of the Second Amendment, and they all agreed, every one of them agreed, that the Second Amendment did not have anything to do with shooting squirrels. It had everything to do with arming the American citizen in such a way so that the government will pause, any government of this country will pause before they begin to enact legislation that is contrary to the freedoms and the liberties of the people. It was done so that not, and I think it was Judge Napolitano said, it's not about killing deer, it's about killing government people who try to take away our liberties. And that's exactly right. And so in this video, I did a little bit.
Was it Gene Napolitano said that?
No, the judge.
Yeah, the judge.
Oh, Judge Napolitano, yes.
Not Janet Napolitano. Not the Janet. But anyway, in this particular video, it's basically designed for Christians, for those who have sort of a Christian viewpoint, no matter what denominational background they come from, because what I do is I focus on scriptures. I focus on what the Bible says. If we believe that God, if we make the statement that God gave us these rights, I believe that those rights, then, what God gave us, would be clearly listed in Scripture. Now, if we were studying the Bible from the Old Testament to the New Testament, and we as believers in the Bible found out that God did not want us to have weapons, that God did not want us to defend our homes, that God did not want us to do this and did not want us to do that, then that's what we have an obligation as Christians to do. But what we find out is exactly the opposite. Let me read a verse here. In Joel chapter 3, verse 10, the Bible says, beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. And then it says, let the weak say, I am strong. And in this video, when I teach on this, I put a picture up of an old lady holding an assault rifle. Okay, and she's being taught how to shoot this gun. There are stories after stories of decent Americans, old people, young people, who have had to defend themselves from someone coming into their house. There was a lady just recently in Georgia who, there was somebody trying to get in her house. She had two twin boys. They were about 9 years old. She was home alone with them. Somebody kept, in broad daylight, was trying to get into her house.
Is this the one where she was in the attic?
Yeah, well, she was in a closet. She put the kids down in a crawl space under the house. And she called her husband. 911 was just probably, you know, 20 minutes away, and so she went into a closet.
Yeah, they gotta pick up donuts on the way. Come on.
Yeah. Broke into the house, opened the closet, and she put 5 bullets in him. She was weak until she had something that made her strong.
Mm-hmm.
There was a young lady down in Texas, about 12, 13 years old, she was home alone with her dad. Her dad said, "I'm gonna go pick up pizza." He left. Locked the doors. She heard somebody trying to get in the house. She ran upstairs, and there was two illegal Mexicans coming into that house. The first one came upstairs, and when he got up to the top of the steps, he saw this girl, 12 years old, who just happened to be a champion skeet shooter. And she was down on one knee with her gun aimed at him, and she shot him.
I was going to say, did she yell pull first?
No, no. She'd have to do it in Spanish. But anyway, she shot him. The other guy came running up the stairs. She shot him. He made it out to the street before he bled out and died. When the police showed up, they found that he had broken into an older man's house down the road, killed him, and took his guns. And this,
I don't mean to make light of it, but I mean, we have, the NRA puts out stats that roughly 1 to 2 million crimes a year are stopped by citizens with guns.
Absolutely.
The problem that we have today, of course, is that the media is only focusing on those crimes that happen that they get away with, and people die because the criminal has shot them.
The mentally deranged.
Mentally deranged. I mean, every day we're hearing about shootings here and there. I mean, it's a never-ending lineup. In Congress, the senator who was shot, whose husband is the astronaut, was a space shuttle astronaut.
Yeah.
She testified for gun control.
Yeah.
And you know, they toddle out these people who, I mean, and certainly it's, how can you not have empathy and feeling for these people, for what they've gone through? Certainly, absolutely. But unfortunately, they have smoked the, whatever you want to say, of the left.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're therefore restricting our rights. The fact is that what they're saying now would not have stopped her or the people who were killed during that shooting from being shot.
Right.
The new legislation would have had no effect on the last two shootings.
And as we know, this is their nose under the tent. I mean, and New York State is getting even worse.
Right.
They want us to register things. We have to go through background checks now to buy ammunition. So, in that sense, they're basically trying to destroy the gun shows.
There is a law that's been introduced in Missouri. It probably won't go any. Probably won't pass because it's an absolutely ridiculous law, and I see it for what it is. There's a law in the state of Missouri right now that's a bill that's being introduced that says that local school districts will, when you enroll your child into a local school district, you have 30 days to notify the school district if you have any guns in your home and what they are.
Who is the idiot who suggested that?
That's exactly right. It probably won't go anywhere, but here's the purpose of that bill. The purpose of that bill is to turn a legal gun-owning citizen into a criminal. Because the idea is that I know for a fact that if that law were passed in the state of Missouri, I would not register my guns with the local school
mm-hmm,
district.
Exactly.
And so then they would impose a fine, a penalty on me, and I would be guilty of a crime. Once you're guilty of it, all they have to do is be convicted of a crime. Then under current law, if you're convicted of a felony,
they can scoop your guns up.
They can take your gun.
Yeah, not even a felony many times. Some misdemeanors.
Well, it's also being done because that way your children, I'm sure they would publish the list at some point in time.
Yeah.
And they feel that your children would be
in danger,
shunned, because most parents who, you know, normal thinking parents who don't have guns would say, I don't want Johnny playing with him because he has guns at his house.
Exactly.
Now, Pastor, before we're off the air with you here, we've got to cover a couple things. First of all, your new DVD is called God, Guns, and Liberty.
Right.
God, Guns, and Liberty, folks. You've got to get a copy of this from the Pastor Mike. Now, how does one go about getting a copy of this?
There's several ways. Number one, you can go to YouTube, you can Google it, you can go to our website, watchmanvideobroadcast.com. It's there. You can watch it free of charge. You can do a Google search, God, Guns, and Liberty, Pastor Michael Hoggard, and it'll come up. You can also call our church office at area code 636-931-3999, and we will send you free of charge a DVD copy of this. And something that I'm recommending, and something that's already been done, we've had probably 4,000 or 5,000 copies sent out of this. People are copying this video, which we give you permission to do. All of our videos are, you can copy them and take them to gun shows and hand them out to people. We have a vendor that was at a gun show that has ordered, I don't know, probably 2,000 or 3,000 copies of this, and he's going to put it on his table at these gun shows.
Yeah.
But anyway, get a free copy of that video from us, and we're also having a conference February 26th, which is a Tuesday night, down here at our church in Festus, Missouri, God, Guns, and Liberty Conference. We will stream that live on our website. And I have a pastor friend of mine from Southern Missouri who is very, very much in the Constitution and into guns, and he's going to be speaking for us, and I'll be speaking that night. But we want to get the information out there. We want to arm people with the mindset that they have a right, they have a responsibility to defend their homes, defend their family, defend their faith, and defend the liberties that we have in this country.
All right. Now, Pastor, let's backtrack. First of all, the phone number again twice. Go ahead.
636-931-3999. You can get as many copies as you want.
Okay. 636-931-3999.
Yes.
Okay, the website or contact information?
Website, go to visitbethelchurch.com. Visitbethelchurch.com, and that will be like a portal to all of our other websites, and you can find all of our videos on there.
All right. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to probably have several copies here. So if somebody wanted to get a hold of Gail here at the station, we could send them out some copies, too.
Praise the Lord.
But we'll pass them out at the different gun events. Well, we already have. I've passed out probably, I don't know, 30, 35 of them so far.
Good.
So, all right. So now, the next time you're on with us, we didn't get into some specifics because we are challenged here by some lukewarm Christians are challenging us that we really should be turning our guns in. We shouldn't have these guns. They kill people. It's a weapon of destruction. And we need your help, Ralph and I, with the Second Amendment radio show, to three or four scriptures get the next time we have you on, and let's cover exactly how Christ would handle the situation, how the Old Testament handled the situation, how we handle killers. We should be killing the killers. It wouldn't have happened. We wouldn't have had those murders, the cold-blooded murders of our two firemen in Webster, New York, if this killer was killed. The murderer was killed earlier, 17, 20 years ago, when he should have been executed.
Yeah.
So we should cover those type of things the next time you're on, some specifics, okay?
Look forward to it.
Okay, we'll be in contact with you shortly.
God bless you.
Thanks a lot for
joining
us.
Take care now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.